Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches a very important message from the Gospel of Luke entitled, Is Your Name Written in the Lamb's Book of Life? Preached July 8, 2018. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, beginning with verse 17.
Friends, the question is, it's only one question you must hear and answer. Listen, sir. Is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? In eternity, before creation, by God Himself. And if this is true, you will hear the gospel and believe in Jesus Christ and call upon the name of the Lord and you will be saved. If it is not true, you will never bow your knees before God and you will never confess His name. You will die in your sin only to go to hell, as Jesus said. Therefore, I counsel you, work out your salvation, how, sir? With fear and trembling. So the title is your name written in the Lamb's Book of Life? This sermon is a compliment to the sermon I preached at the retreat, Are You Saved? St. Peter told us to make certain that we are saved. This is the one thing needful in this life. 2 Peter 1:10 and 11, therefore, my brothers, make every effort to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never fall, and you will receive a rich welcome into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today, we want to consider the question with all sobriety, is your name written in the Book of Life? Moses knew about this Book of Life. This book is written by God in eternity before time and creation. It contains the names of those whom God foreknew, foreloved. God chose to receive eternal life. They are not many, but they are few. Only 8 people were saved when the flood destroyed all people. Make sure you belong to the few. Soon you must die. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. Soon you must die, sir. Moses knew about this book. Everyone listed in the book will be saved. I said God wrote the Book of Life containing the names of every elect. So Moses asked this question, Exodus 32:33. But now please forgive their sins, but if not, then blot me out of the book you have written. What did the Lord say? No. The sinner must die. Whoever has sinned against me, I will blot out of my book. Romans 8 verse 1 says, therefore there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. And Romans 8, 29 and 30, listen, sir, for those God foreknew, foreloved, that is in eternity before creation, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. Eternal security. If your name is written in the book of life, you will be saved. When the gospel is preached, you will repent of your sins and be saved. Otherwise, you are an enemy of Jesus Christ. You hate him. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Daniel 12 verse 1. At that time, Michael, the great prince who protects your people, will arise. There will be a time of distress such as has not happened from the beginning of nations until then. But at that time, your people, everyone whose name is found written in the book of life, will be saved, will be delivered. That's why it is important to find out. How do you find out? If you repent and believe in Jesus Christ, your name is written in the book of life. Malachi 3:16 through 18. Then those who feared the Lord talked with each other, and the Lord listened and heard. A scroll of remembrance was written in his presence concerning those who feared the Lord and honored his name. If you don't believe in him, you are not honoring his name. He will deal with you severely in this life and the life to come. Because he is Lord. He has received all authority in heaven and on earth. They will be mine, says the Lord Almighty, in the day when I make up my treasured possession. I will spare them, just as in compassionate man spares his son who serves him. And you will again see the distinction between the righteous and the wicked, between those who serve God and those who do not. Matthew 6:19 and 21, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth. Money and more money and more money. Money cannot save you, sir. Where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moth and rust do not destroy, where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Colossians 3:1, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated on the right hand of God. Friends, let me tell you, God is our inheritance. This is true of me, sir. I don't trust in money. I trust in Jesus Christ alone. Amen. God is my inheritance, my portion. May this be true of you also. And not only that, sir, we are God's treasure. We are His precious jewels. Philippians 4:3, yes, and I ask you, loyal yoke fellow, help these women who have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clement and the rest of my fellow workers whose names are in the book of life. Ephesians 1:4, listen. For He chose us in Him, in Jesus Christ, when, sir, before the creation of the world, to be holy and blameless in His sight. He chose whom, sir? Sinners. Chief of sinners. Worst sinners. 1 Timothy 1:15 through 17, here is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the worst. Sir, Jesus saves sinners, no one else. And if you think you are not a sinner, go to hell. And you will go to hell. Jesus said so. Rahab was the prostitute in the city of Jericho. But her name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. So two spies visited her and saved her and her household. And you read, legion demon man. 2,000 demons in one person. Jesus came and went in search of him in the land of Gadarenes, because his name was written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And he saved him. He was sitting down, clothed, and in his right mind. He wanted to follow Jesus. He said no. He became the first missionary appointed by Christ to the people of Gadarenes. You go and tell, Jesus saved me. Jesus saved me. And he will save you. Moses, your name is written. It will not be blotted out. Paul said, Romans 9:3, he said, for I could wish that I myself were cursed and cut off from Christ for the sake of my brothers. I could wish. The answer is no. What is written is written. Sir, my name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. And I am speaking to you to humble yourself and say the sinner's prayer. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. And the publican who prayed it, he went home saved, justified. Number 4, Hebrews 12:23, sir. I wrote a book on the book of Hebrews, a large book. To the church of the firstborn, whose names are, what, sir? Written in heaven. Who are these people? Foreloved, foreknown, elect. For those God foreknew, he predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his Son. And John 10:10 says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly. That's the purpose of Christ's incarnation. My question today is, have you repented of your sins and trusted in Christ alone for your eternal salvation? And I plead with you, do that today. And you will go home saved, justified. Jesus said, John 10:28-29, I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Eternal security, sir. And no one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one can snatch them out of my Father's hand. Sir, I am held by Christ and the Father. No one can snatch me. This is eternal security of a true believer whose name is found written in the book of life. Written in heaven, written by God. Isn't that wonderful? Name of every chosen person. We are firstborns, it says. What does that mean? Privileged ones, sir. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. And who is Christ? The privileged one, our brother. In Jesus Christ, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We are rich, sir. Who is our treasure? God Himself is our treasure. Number 5, Revelation 3, 4, and 5. You have a few people in Sardis who have not, soiled their clothes. They will walk with me dressed in white, for they are worthy. He who overcomes will, like them, be dressed in white. I will never blot out his name from the book of life, but will acknowledge his name before my Father and his angels. Let me tell you, sir, blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God, sir. And you practice sin, you will never enter heaven. It is a holy place. Hebrews 12:14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be, holy. Why? Without holiness, no one will see God. His name is Jesus, for He will save His people, from their sins. Jesus Christ will have a holy bride, not dressed in soiled clothes. Revelation 19:6-8. Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory. For the wedding of the Lamb has come, and His bride has made herself ready. With soiled clothes, Fine linen, bright and clean, was given her to wear. And fine linen stands for the righteous acts of the saints. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you both to will and to do His good pleasure. The fine linen is given to us at the same time. It is good works. This tells you, the person who is sinning without any repentance is not born again. His name is not written in the book of life. In Matthew 10:32-33, whoever acknowledges me before men, I will acknowledge him before my Father in heaven. And whoever disowns me before men, I will disown him before my Father in heaven. It's a threat. And at the same time, comfort. If the Lord saved you, you are not dressed in soiled clothes. Fine linen, bright and clean, is given to us to wear. And if you are disobedient to parents, to pastors, again and again stubborn, you are not saved. Believe me, sir. You are not saved. And I say to people, you are not saved. And then I will say, cry out to God. He will save you. And come and prove to me that you are saved. I'm a pastor, sir. I know who is saved and I know who is not saved. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. And any day you can die. We are serious in this church, sir. We are trying to tell you what it means to be saved forever and ever. Number 6, Revelation 13, verse 8. All inhabitants of the earth will worship the beast. Now listen, sir. All whose names have not been written in the book of life belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world." Paul says in Romans 4:25, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification." And St. Peter says, and I preached from this text, 1 Peter 1:18-21, "For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver and gold that you were redeemed from the empty way of life handed down to you from your forefathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, a lamb without blemish or defect. He was chosen before the creation of the world, but was revealed in these last times for your sake. Through him you believe in God who raised him from the dead and glorified him, so your faith and hope are in God." That's true of me, sir. I hope it will be true of you. The wicked follow the devil. The elect follow Jesus. See the difference? Devil worshippers are those whose names are not written in the book of life. Everyone whose name is written in the book of life will confess Christ and follow him all of life. Number 7, Revelation 17 and verse 8. The beast which you saw once was, now is not, and will come up out of the abyss and go to his destruction. The inhabitants of the earth whose names have not been written in the book of life from the creation of the world will be astonished when they see the beast, because he once was and is not and yet will come. Friends, the elect will not be amazed at the beast, the devil, who is the Antichrist. The Antichrist imitates Christ, but he is a fake, like many false Christians of today. Fake! Fake! Pretends they are saved, but no fruit of holy life. Self-declaration. Friends, the saved person is light compared to darkness, life compared to death. That person can be seen and say, he is saved. He is on his way to heaven. He follows Jesus Christ in the straight and narrow way. Number 8, Revelation 20 verse 12, and I saw the dead, great and small, kings and beggars, standing before the throne. The books were opened. You know what books are all about? Every sin you ever committed is written in the books. You forgot about it, but he knows. He is a spirit infinite. And your mouth will be shut. You will not be asked to defend your case in the eternal Aziz. I said, you cannot hire a Philadelphia lawyer to defend you. And you cannot give him a lot of money. He is holy. He is just. The dead were judged according to what they had done, as recorded in the books. There is another book which is called what, sir? Book of Life. Rahab's name is in the book of life. She was a great sinner. God forgave her sins. Wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Christ died in her place for her sins. So also the legion demon man, Jesus sought him and saved him. We were all sinners. We were all nothings. But amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. You want to know who you were? Let me read it to you. 1 Corinthians 1:26 through 31. Brothers, think of what you were when you were called. Not many of you were wise by human standards. Not many were influential. Not many were of noble birth. But God chose the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. God chose the weak things of the world to shame the strong. He chose the lowly things of this world and despised things and things that are not zeros to nullify the things that are. Why? Because they are arrogant. The Pharisee came, read Luke 18, he prayed. And he told God he is not a sinner. And then the publican stood far off, will not look up to heaven. He beat his breast and cried out, Lord, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And he went home justified. So, I am sick of arrogance. And God is sick of arrogance. Of your beauty, of your brilliance, of your money, of your pedigree. Who cares? It cannot save you. So that no one may boast before him. It is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us wisdom from God, our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. I cannot stand arrogant man, and arrogant woman, and degreed man, and rich man, who hate our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To the confessing thief, he confessed Jesus Christ on the cross. He prayed to him, please remember me when you come in your glory. And he told him, today you'll be with me in paradise. And Jesus died first, went to paradise, waiting for the thief to join him in his spirit. Revelation 20 verse 15. If anyone's name was not found written in the book of life, if you are outside of Christ, you see what is going to happen? He was thrown into the lake of fire forever and ever. It is called what's the second death. I believe the scripture alone is truth because it is the very word of God. Romans 9:22 and 23, what if God, choosing to show his wrath and make his power known, bore with great patience the objects of his wrath prepared for what's a destruction? Eternal destruction, sir. What if he did this to make the riches of his glory known to the objects of his mercy, whom he prepared in advance for what, sir? Glory! Sir, glory is my destiny. Glory, sir! May that be your destiny. Glory, sir. Hallelujah. Eternal glory. Yes, to live in the presence of God and elect angels and all God's people. Hallelujah. In the new heaven and new earth. Glory, sir. Young man, glory. Glory. You don't want to believe that? Let me read Matthew 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. What is the difference between sheep and goats? Well, put it simply, sheep law abiding. God's autonomous, antinomian. He will not listen to anybody. And I am preaching and you are listening. May God help you to repent and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved and be destined for glory. He will put the sheep on his right hand and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, listen, sir, to those who confess Christ as Lord, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. Verse 41, then he will say to those on his left, depart from me. Come, you who are blessed, depart from me, you who are cursed, into the eternal fire, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:46, then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous eternal life, heaven or hell. Never-ending heaven and never-ending, what, sir? Hell. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And you don't like to hear that? Well, John 3:36, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Whoever rejects the Son will not see life, for God's wrath remains on him. Sir, let me read to you. The rich man, Jesus said, was in hell forever, was in fire forever, was in torment forever, in agony forever. And we read, rich man became a believer in hell and an evangelist in hell, from where he cannot escape forever. His five unsaved brothers trusted in their money. The oldest brother was concerned, I have five brothers. Rich, partying every day. Send somebody to warn them. And Jesus said, in effect, this, they have the Moses and the prophet, they have the Bible, and they have somebody who will preach it. And they should hear the gospel and believe and be saved. Lazarus was poor. He went to heaven forever, sir. Revelation 21:27, nothing impure will never enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Barred from heaven, every wicked man. Every sinner, every soiled cloth-wearing person. Finish! No admittance. You want a good heaven? You must become a citizen of heaven. Philippians 3 verse 20, but our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, Lord Jesus Christ. Only citizens are admitted. You can become a citizen by confessing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Number 11, the text we started with. Luke 10, verse 20, however, do not rejoice that spirits submit to you, but rejoice what, sir? Your names are written in heaven. This is the singular thing that gives us eternal joy, even in the face of our death. The doctor will tell you. You'll be surprised what he's going to tell you. But don't be afraid. You are given eternal life. Matthew 7, 21 through 24, listen. Not everyone who says to me, what's a fake confession, self-declared Christian without regeneration. And the mother says and the father says, they dishonor the mother and father. When the pastor says, they spit on his face. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of the Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And he will say, I never knew you. Damn you, go to hell, you cursed ones. Don't ever pretend that you are a Christian. Prove it by fruit of obedience. I told you, if there is no fruit, he will cut off the branches, thrown out, dried up, collected, and thrown into fire. John 17, verse 2, for you granted him authority over all people, that he might give eternal life. Now listen, to all those you have given him. The Father gave certain people to Christ to save. He did so in eternity. John 17:6, I have revealed you to those whom you gave me out of the world. They were yours. You gave them to me, and what, sir? They have obeyed your word. John 6:35 and 37, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry. And he who believes in me will never be thirsty. All those the Father gives me will come to me, and whoever comes to me, I will save them. I will never drive them away. So, make sure your name is written in the book of life. How do I know your name is written? When you hear me speak, you will repent and believe. Christ sent man with the Word and the Spirit. He speaks the gospel. The elect hear, believe, confess, pray, and are saved. He is baptized, joins God's holy church, perseveres, bearing good fruit, proving his calling and election, and that his name is written in the book of life. So the basis of our salvation is God's, what, sir? Election. Election before the creation. Because of regeneration, repentance and saving faith. The proof of our salvation is obedience to the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because of our own self-declaration. Heavenly Father, we pray that you enable your people whose names are written in the book of life, enable them to confess Jesus Christ is Lord. Enable them to repent of their sins. Enable them to pray the sinner's prayer. Have mercy upon me, a sinner. Yes. Enable them to have faith in Jesus Christ, that they may persevere forever. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.